I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Let's go to the Patriots. Now, at the risk of being made fun of, this is my surprise AFC team. I like the Patriots a lot. A, they hired a real coach. Huh. Vrabel, culture, toughness, accountability. They also brought back Josh McDaniels, elite offensive coordinator. I am a slapdick for Dre May. Do I think they did enough on defense? No. I needed one more big move. I would love to see them trade for Trey Hendrickson or make an offer for Parsons. But yes, Milton Williams and look, Gonzalez is a star at corner, and they have a lot going on. But I love what they're building on offense. I'm telling you right now, unless I'm out to lunch, Ramondre Stevenson is your backup running back.
Oh, I'm
Travion Henderson. It was a beautiful pick. Speed, explosiveness, great pass protector.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's a rookie that's going to get on the field early. Do I wish they didn't plant their flag on Steph Diggs, a.k.a. Mr. Cardi B? That's a bit of a problem for me. But if you believe in Drake May like I do, year two, you got the elite OC. You added to the O-line. You're getting a home run hitter in the backfield. Love the Patriots. I think they're making the playoffs. I love them over 8.5, but I can't pick them to win the division because that's how good the Bills are. Have I oversold this?
No, I think Patriots playoff team over 8.5. Vrabel, like a real adult coach. It's not just McDaniels as the OC. Terrell Williams, highly respected D-line coach, will be their DC. And I think there's a lot of pieces on defense. Like, I know you said you wish they made one more move.
One more.
Carlton Davis and Gonzalez is two legit corners.
Yeah.
Peppers and Duggar, two very good safeties. The front has Keon White, Barrymore, Milton Williams, Harold Landry, who's back to the Titans days with Vrabel.
Yeah.
I think there's enough there on defense, and he's a defensive coach. And then on offense, you draft your left tackle, you've got your pace setter, your run game to help your young quarterback. They're doing all the right things.
Yeah, and I just think it pops. I think there's a year two surge here. And I liked what I saw from Drake May, specifically in November and December. So I'm in. Patriots over. Patriots to make playoffs. Drake May, FTW.
You said pop? Pop Douglas, slot receiver, McDaniels offense, circle him. If you haven't done your fantasy draft,
yeah, circle also him. Circle Jalen Polk as one of the worst second round picks in history. He may never play again. Yeah.
But I mean, if you Diggs, who knows with Diggs, someone's going to have to emerge. Pop Douglas.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.